A good late Monday to everyone. We're looking at really the weather across the country as being actually fairly quiet, fairly stable conditions. Most of the action is really up north of the Canadian border, where the west to east jet stream is bringing in a system that's going to be working in toward the Great Lakes. A little bit of monsoon moisture working through parts of the Rockies coming in out of Mexico. The only real area of low pressure in the entire United States, the lower 48, is really just a little bit off of New Jersey. And interestingly, this particular kind of a setup here is that's the remnants of Ian, and that's just going to throw some high clouds, occasionally a little bit of mid-level clouds at us. So it may look a little bit more opaque at times during the overnight period tonight and during portions of the day tomorrow. But for the most part, we're looking at generally high clouds across our neck of the woods here, as this area of low pressure will be hanging out, it looks like, through basically Wednesday, but well to the south. It will provide some soaking rains to parts of the middle Atlantic states, the northeast. Generally, really, we're talking southern New England, the I-95 corridor, generally south of Boston, and continuing into New Jersey and into the middle Atlantic states, parts of the eastern North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia area, Delmarva and New Jersey, and so on and so forth. Again, this is still the remnants of Ian that just doesn't want to get out of here. It's a very slow process. Why? Because we have a blocking area of higher pressure to the north. And indeed, that's what's controlling our weather with this area of higher pressure. Subsidence or sinking motion in the atmosphere, a cloud killer, except that high aloft, we're going to see a little bit more of that high, thin cirrus cloud that has been fairly common over the last few days. Let's get to our forecast. This is the way things are shaping up. Mostly clear skies, just variable high clouds for tonight. There will be a couple patches of valley fog generally east of the Green Mountains overnight. Lows will be, again, a little bit on the frosty side, about 30 to 35 the range, a little wind. Periods of morning sunshine, then more high clouds tomorrow afternoon. We're looking at the day tomorrow, seeing daytime highs in the low 60s, so a little bit milder tomorrow, a light northeast wind. That warming trend will continue through Thursday. And for Tuesday night, mostly clear, a few more clouds developing overnight, patchy valley fog, lows down to 35, little wind, and sunshine filtered by high clouds in the morning hours on Wednesday, and then turning bright sun and blue skies from Wednesday afternoon. It'll also be milder too. Temperatures will top out a little bit above seasonal norms for this time of year. We'll take advantage. 65 degrees for a Wednesday high. Winds will be light and out of the north. And then finally on Thursday, looking at the pick of the week, daytime highs could reach near 75 degrees, coupled by a ton of sunshine. Back to you, Brady.